Hey guys, this is Ross Cristofoli with Freedom Marketer Podcast. I am sick as a dog and I am on my way to go shoot some content for a client, but I wanted to go ahead and touch on part two of our neuroscience discussion that we started on our last podcast. Now, if you did not hear that yet, you need to go back and listen to it. These are only 3-minute little clips, but you're going to get a lot of knowledge in these 3-minute little spurts. Now, we were talking about how people have 3 stages that you have to effectively navigate through in their brains in order to get them to want to buy something. There was the reptilian brain, then we had our emotional phase of our brain, and then we had our neocortex. Now, why did we discuss all of those things? Well, because in marketing, you have to create a message, you have to try to get people interested, and you have to be able to navigate those in order to successfully get someone to want to buy from you. So for the next 2 minutes, I want to talk about just the reptilian brain. And in my opinion, it is the most important part of the entire process. So the reptilian brain is a lot like a reptile, just like it sounds. And if you ever imagine like an alligator sitting on the bank and he's kind of baking in the sun, if you've ever been to Florida and seen that, they look bored, right? Well, the reptilian brain needs to be stimulated, and there's a few different ways to do this. You can scare it by threatening it, you can shock it, or you can show contrast, something that really gets it to jump. You know, for instance, you might take a frog. You've heard you can boil him in hot water, but if you throw him in a boiling hot water to begin with, he will jump right on out because he feels that contrast. So we're really trying to get these reptiles, the reptilian brains, to jump. It's just like when you were in elementary school and your teacher would have you make your very first sentence needed to pop. It needed to catch, so that way they wanted to read the rest of your essay, and it was the same idea. So here's my suggestion for you. Start taking notice of what other companies are doing. Usually, negativity and anger is the best way to get that reptilian brain sparked. What I like to do is get them angry about something that is not me. I mean, sometimes they'll get angry at me naturally, but I like to try to get people angry at something else and make me the solution to that anger, which we'll get into as we start talking about further on into this discussion. But in reality, getting them angry is when what I found the most effective way. And that's why you see people stirring up pain points a lot. Because if your topic has a lot of pain points, you're going to successfully be able to get through that reptilian brain. So that way you can get into the emotional phase, which is where we really have fun. Stay tuned.